The House of Discipline
by
Martin Costa. First published 2025. Chapter 1, The Morning Ritual. The smell always gave him away. Before he even opened his eyes, Elijah knew what had happened. The thick squish between his thighs was unmistakable, warm at first, now cold and clinging. His cheeks burned as his stomach clenched, not from shame anymore, but from the dreadful anticipation of what was coming. It was always the same every morning. He opened his eyes slowly. Morning light was spilling through the cracked blinds. His well-worn plastic pants crackled as he shifted. His cloth nappies, triple thick, pinned tightly and tucked under those childish waterproof pants, were soaked through and more. So much more. He'd messed again. He'd shit in his nappies as he slept, and not a little either. He could feel the weight of it, the way the seat of his nappy sagged behind him. He whimpered softly, too ashamed to move, hoping maybe, just once, they'd forget, but the sound of approaching footsteps on the hallway floorboards crushed that hope instantly. "Rise and shine, stink bottom," came Alyssa's sing-song voice from just beyond the door. Elijah froze, and his heart thudded. He hadn't even had time to sit up yet and fully inspect the damage, the size of his load. The door burst open without a knock.
"There's the little bed baby," Alyssa grinned, swaying into his room in her satin robe, long blonde hair perfectly brushed.
"Oof," she waved a hand in front of her nose.
"Shit.
Did you bathe in it this time?" She smiled at her weak joke. I... Elijah started, but that was all he got out before Jessa stepped in behind her.
"Holy hell.
That's not just a wet nappy," Jessa said flatly, arms crossed under her gym tank.
"That's a fucking disaster zone."
Elijah tried to cover himself with his sheet. It only made them laugh harder.
"No hiding it, baby cakes," Alyssa said, yanking the sheet back with one swift tug.
"We can see the bulge and smell it. Honestly, Elijah. You don't even try to hold it anymore, do you?"
"I didn't mean to," he mumbled, voice cracking.
"You never do," Jessa snapped.
"You're 18, Elijah. Fucking 18. And you've woken up in a poo-filled nappy every day this week." "Every month, more like," Alyssa added, giggling. "It's basically his morning ritual now. Wake up, stink the house up, cry a little, get your bum smacked." From down the hall, Miranda's voice rang out.
"Girls, is it another mess?"
"Oh, big time, Mum,"
Alyssa called gleefully. Elijah really outdid himself. Shit himself a big one.
Their mother's heavy footsteps followed. Elijah gripped the edge of the mattress as she appeared in the doorway, still in her nightgown, her face tired but grim.
"Stand up, Elijah," she said coldly.
"I... Mum, I can.
Now."
He rose, trembling, trying not to cry. As soon as he stood, the full squish of the mess shifted again, making the back of his nappy sag even more noticeably. Alyssa gasped in mock horror.
"Oh, fuck. It's dripping. Did you have an accident, or give birth to a cow?"
Even Miranda's eyes narrowed.
"You disgusting little boy," she hissed.
"Turn around."
He did.
Slowly. The back of his plastic pants was stretched and bulging visibly. A faint brownish stain was seeping through the elastic seams. Miranda pressed two fingers to her temple and sighed.
"How do you live with yourself?" she asked.